it's on the back of information that some people have actually said they've actually seen Alan at the Raven, and he was definitely there. And also someone said there was a photo of Alan taken with someone at the rave. And we have new information coming in as well that Alan may have attended this rave as well, which we passed on to the police. We have to actually conduct them ourselves and use donations that people have kindly donated to us, and use the funds for these searches, which are so important, because all we wanted to do is find closure for our son Alan. And basically, the five police, they won't even send a police officer out. A way back when Alan first went missing, there was rumours this raid was taking place, and it did take place because I know people actually attended it. The police know this as well, but they've not got back to us to say that Alan's not been there or give us any information to not search these places. And obviously, five police, I don't know why they're not doing these things, and why we have to do it ourselves. We've got to eliminate this and move on to other search areas which have been promised by the police, which may get searched. But we have actually bought specialist equipment to search rivers as well, to conduct more inquiries and basically search areas where the five police have promised what they were going to do. Basically, do the police's job yet again. Five police said Police Scotland will come in with the same basic story at the end. This is the biggest conducted missing person inquiry ever conducted in its scale in Fife, but they're yet to prove that to me. And the way they keep on failing, the way they interview people, everything they've basically done since day one, I don't believe for one second like they've done enough.